You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, happy Friday to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Did the Packers defense jump the Texans with the big move that they made yesterday acquiring Micah Parsons, the edge rusher that had previously played the entirety of his NFL career with the Dallas Cowboys? 713-572-4610. Before we dig into that, I did want to ask you your opinion a little bit more in depth. Jabril Peppers, who has been a safety in this league, he's bounced around a little bit, but he was most recently with the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that can play fit with a physical mindset and mentality. I know that you made mention of he's been with the Patriots, and he was just
done
released.
Deal, baby.
He was just released.
Yeah.
Is this of any interest to you? Because the thing is, funny enough, I don't know that this would be of much interest to the Texans. However, I'm interested, is this of any interest to you when it comes to safety? Because I know safety depth has been a real concern for you personally.
It has, but strangely, not really. It also depends on just what they know that they're going to get out of C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Because there's only one role that Peppers can play. He's that guy.
Yeah, he's more strong safety than he is free safety.
He's that guy. So if they do show interest, if they somehow end up with him, I think it says a lot about C.J. Gardner-Johnson, where he might really be. In terms of coming back. So I don't really expect it, and I don't really would want it. He's also, isn't he 29 or 30 already? He's been in the league for a while, so at that position.
Yeah, he'd been in the league since 2018 when he came in with the Browns.
Yeah, at that position, it goes fast, and I know he missed some games last year with injury too. So not really. I was just really kind of kidding around with the whole Patriots and Texans thing, but no, not really.
Okay. All mm-hmm. right. Well, I mean, he's been pretty solid over the last couple of years if you are inclined to lean on Pro Football Focus grades, which I would say you probably shouldn't. However, it's interesting to get a grasp or just kind of a gauge of what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
He is the fourth. He's been a grade of a 90.1 PFF-wise, which is fourth amongst all safeties over the last 2 years, which
okay.
That is interesting to say that he might still be able to play at a decent amount. His passer rating against, according to Next Gen Stats, over the last couple seasons, 2023, when he actually played 15 games, was a 55.6, which is a very low passer rating against.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the six games that he was able to play last year, 36.3. So it seems like he can still, when the ball is thrown in his direction, you're not likely that you have completions or what have you. But
mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll see if that's maybe a door or a rock or stone that Nick Caserio turns over at some point. But, they're always looking to improve the squad. So we'll see what that looks like. But did the Packers defense jump the Texans? I ask this because the Packers defense was pretty damn solid last year. Really good at stopping the run, from what I could tell. But the bigger thing is that they go and they add one of the best pass rushers in all of the league. And so you have a good defense. You throw in a really high-level elite pass rusher that seems like he can just do it with the level of speed. That is unbelievable. But if he finds also a decent amount of power that really you should not have in the frame that he does.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Packers now thankfully over in the NFC, but the Packers now, I mean, I think that I showed you that they are now fifth in Super Bowl odds, mm-hmm. when it comes down to it. I think he is now Micah Parsons Defensive Player of the Year odds leader now that he joins that Packers defense. And Jeff Hafley mm-hmm. has a pretty good defense. Like, he's the defensive coordinator there. And you give him the ability to now rush with four as opposed to having to try and scheme up pressure. Because you compare, or let me give you this stat also, Next Gen Stats. Mm-hmm. Micah Parsons joins a Packers pass rush that generated just 29% pressure rate, rather, when rushing four or less, which was 21st in the NFL. Parsons led the NFL in pressures and pressure rate mm-hmm. since 2021. So you go, a dude who is instant pressure on a team that needed help pressuring with only four without having to, without, you know, blitzing or what have you. That is a really scary proposition that the Packers have added.
That's a great question about, you know, versus the Texans. You know, when we all know what the expectations are and what the results were of the Texans last year. I kind of want to say, that they have. As much respect and as good as the Texans have been. And by the way, the Texans have two pass rushers that can help that secondary a lot and create turnovers, and the Packers were good at that as well last year. But they were really good, you know, against the pass, not just because of the secondary, because the secondary, I think a lot of people are saying, you know, this is going to help the secondary so much because that was one of the, if they had a weak spot, it was the secondary for Green Bay. And the answer is absolutely yes. You know, absolutely yes, it's going to help the secondary. And in terms of turnovers, you know, the Packers, you know, were pretty good last year, as it turned out, and this is just going to make it that much better.
One of their big turnover pieces, though, they did. Remember, they moved on from Jaire Alexander.
Yes.
Which I am interested in how that works out, where one of the big playmakers on the back end is now gone. Now you add yourself a real big playmaker on the front end.
Mm-hmm.
Does that change how that goes? Because you compare that to the Texans, where obviously the pieces are largely the same.
Yeah.
You have a lot of playmakers on the back end who will continue to turn the ball over. Will that remain the same with the Packers?
I think you could argue either side. Yes, mm-hmm. It has, and no, it has not, simply because I think the Texans have more secondary studs, if you will, that are just going to make plays whether you put pressure on or not. You know,
mm-hmm.
but the pressure is definitely going to help. And the pressure that Micah Parsons, what he is able to do with a team that already was high in sacks last year, is going to be amazing for the secondary.
So from 3-4-6, who cares? They don't play each other. Does the pride of having, like, potentially the best defense in the league, does that matter to you at all? Or is it just like, hey, it's effective and that's fine? Because it does feel like people have taken, and this is my read on it again, I'm open to being wrong, 713-572-4610, the number to text. Let me know. It seems like people have taken pride and really have clamored for the respect of, hey, no, I want you to appreciate just how damn good this defense
mm-hmm.
is.
No, I think, look, I think he has some, there's some, you know, truth to what he's saying. Who cares? They're in the other conference. But you're right, too. You know, like the Texans, I've been saying, I think they could be a top three, top five defense. I think the Packers are right there. So, you know, the pride factor of what you're talking about, et cetera. And the bigger picture to me is, you know, you need to get through the AFC first. So I get what the texter said. You know, I'm not worried about them in terms of getting to the AFC. But I think in terms of Super Bowl odds, if you think the Texans have a shot at making the Super Bowl, the Packers are now, what'd you say, fifth?
Yeah, they jumped up to fifth in Super Bowl odds. I believe they're plus 1,000 now.
And so who are the top five?
One moment here.
Obviously,
Eagles,
back up. Chiefs, I would guess, would be up there. And if the ultimate goal, I think it definitely affects the Texans.
So last I saw, which was yesterday, the Buffalo Bills, mm-hmm. the Baltimore Ravens are second, the Eagles are third, the Kansas City Chiefs are fourth, and then the Green Bay Packers come in as fifth best odds there.
Well, there you go. If you're talking about ultimate goal, you know, then definitely they passed them. But this whole deal is just putting the NFL on its ear. I mean, it's changing the way. Not necessarily, like, again, they're in the NFC, but not necessarily how you're approaching your conference, but it's certainly changing the way that the NFL is viewing contenders, the tiers, if you will. You know, I think that all of a sudden the Packers are in that upper tier. The Texans are still knocking on the door of that upper tier.
Okay, so yeah. as far as the Packers making this deal, I mean, it's probably a really good thing that Jerry Jones operated the way that he did and really spited his own team trading Micah Parsons, their best player, to a team that had knocked them out a good amount as recently as a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It really embarrassed them, kind of sent Mike McCarthy on his way
yeah.
there. Like, I think that, or actually, no, he stayed after that year. Wild. but keep him in the NFC, right? Like, keep him over there, because I imagine that there are a number of teams in the AFC that could have very much competed when it comes to, you know, the get back and brought a huge pass rusher into the AFC.
No, true, but I'm getting so much joy out of this because, you know, the whole concept of the Cowboys and, you know, the big picture, you're not seeing all the chess moves. Now, the chess moves should have been made before the draft if they were going to do that. The other thing I'm enjoying is just on top of Luka, you get Micah, and, you know, Dallas is just, you know, suffering so much. You know, that's the main thing for, you know, in terms of just like raw emotion that I have. But in terms of football, the Packers are another. How do you want to look at it? You want to look at the AFC or the NFL? The Packers are another team that you're going to have to go through for the ultimate prize. And that's ultimately where I would land.
But, of course, the Texans haven't proven
that they're
with
even
their
there
moves
yet.
That they're there yet, which I think is a fair point to bring up. With that being the case, though, and, of course, what was I just about to go to? I don't forgot.
No, look, man. If you're a Texans fan, you can also just sit here and say, okay, I'm just sort of enjoying the pain that Dallas has had.
That's where it was. It was the pain of Dallas.
There is no team, there's no NFL team I despise more than the Dallas Cowboys.
Is that still the case for you?
Oh, yeah. It's just fun watching them, you know, suffer.
I imagine that.
Yeah.
Did you get after any of, because everybody in their life has the Dallas Cowboys fan that they turn to when they inevitably step on a rake.
Not my immediate family. Yeah. Yeah, my extended family.
Did you get some texts off?
Nah, I'm not like that.
Why
too much.
Not?
Unless I just want to have some fun. And that's still on the table. That's still on the table, by the way. And then the other thing is, there's no NBA team I despise more than the Dallas Mavericks. So you lose Luka. And Micah, I'm like, all right, this is kind of fun.
The question I wanted to ask, because again, like, there's a lot of Cowboys overlap here in Houston, especially when you had those years without the Titans here.
You know what? The Titans might be up there with the Cowboys.
I hear the way you talk about the ownership over there.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to the reaction from a fan base standpoint, I think the Cowboys, interestingly enough, Cowboys fans are a little bit more on board with this move. However, there's definitely some Cowboys fans for whom this is just another in line of a lot of dumb moves, and they might be willing to quit. Would you open your arms to Cowboys immigrants or coming in and deciding that they want to be Texans fans?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. You know, when I was young and dumb, you know, I followed the Cowboys, and then I grew up. That's how I put it.
Because that was one of the things that I saw people kind of getting after was like, oh man, there's going to be a lot more Texas fans. And I was like, I do wonder if that happens. And I also wonder, how do people take that, right? You was over there with them.
Yeah.
And now you want to come over here and get on this
side? Come on over, man. Come on over.
No, I don't have an issue with it.
Yeah.
I think the issue I have is the people that's like Cowboy fans, and then, I'm an Astros fan too.
Yeah.
Can't cross streams.
That's the part I don't really get. But if you just done with the Cowboy and you live in Houston, by the way, I ain't talking about people that live in Dallas, but if you live in Houston and you just done with the Cowboys and rather root for the I'd be fine with it.
And I also, you just mentioned this about, you know, a lot of people, Cowboys fans are down with it, and I'm sure that's what you're hearing, so I'm not questioning
There's some
saying.
Of them. I don't know how to...
That's coping, man.
No, I think that's just trauma throughout the years, man.
But I think it's just coping.
Because this thing didn't just come out. It wasn't like they were a contender, and then it just came out of nowhere, like the Luka trade. This is just like, man, they've been complaining about Jerry Jones for so long that this don't even hurt as bad as it should.
Yeah, if you allow me to tap into what I imagine they're going through, I think the thought process is, well, you're probably not going to win right now. And Michael Parsons, he had his warts. We were talking about it earlier that he can have a little bit of a attention span issue. And sometimes he can kind of get outside of the lane that he's supposed to be occupying. He's good enough to make it work, but that can be frustrating to the other people that have to work off of
you. That's still coping. If you're not, it's freaking Micah Parsons.
And that's what I was saying. Someone had a good text talking about how that used to be a complaint for J.J. Watt early
on. It was. People would say he freelances a little bit too much, doesn't really pay attention to the run too much. Who really cared?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah. But the thing is, like I said, if the Cowboys were a championship contender, and it was a chance that they could win it all, or they were there last year, didn't make it.
Yeah.
And you do this, then it's like, man, now the world is burning.
Yeah.
But at this point, they were bad last year. They're probably going to be bad this year. And it's like, man, who gives a damn at this point, man? Mm-hmm. It's just the Cowboys being the Cowboys for the last 25 years.
The greatest, 30 plus.
Yeah, it really. I mean, 95 was the last championship, right, mm-hmm. for them. It's 2025. That is 30 years mm-hmm. by my math.
Man.
Somebody said Cowboys, Yankees, and Lakers fans. Hilarious. Cowboys going for Cowboys taking for Arch. No, let them tell it. They're going to take those picks and turn them around and get players.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. The thing about it is, you're right. There's absolutely a lot of cope happening, because as much as you can say those things, what I wanted to come back around to is, that dude is 26 years of age and he is right now one of, if not the best pass rushers in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So how many more years of prime could you expect? Four?
Five? I was going to say four or five. And you got the young quarterback. You're paying, but still, you know, the Packers right now, I asked this question earlier, and I was surprised that you paused, because I thought you were going to tell me to get the hell out of here. Are the Packers now better than the Eagles? I think it's a possibility.
I do. There's a lot more talent with the Eagles team.
Yeah,
but
I got questions about Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's really good. I'm just kind of wondering if he's one of those quarterbacks that, you know, have a flash throughout the season and then just don't really do nothing in the playoffs.
Are they better than the Lions?
That's going to be something that they're going to have to prove.
Honestly, I think this was earlier this week. I kind of wasn't really high on the Packers like that, because I think it was during John Lopez.
Yeah.
Where I was like, man, the Bears might have a chance to win it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think this kind of throw everything off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that is worth considering when you talk about the Packers is that they do have a much harder schedule than they did last year. Now, of course, that typically
they open with the Lions. Right?
I believe so. Yeah, they do. And so,
ooh, baby.
Yeah, we're going to very quickly get an idea of what this looks like with Micah Parsons. Apparently, he tweeted out he's asking if he should wear 0 or 1. So you'll see that. But yeah, we'll see very quickly how this changes them. I think that there's a level of hype. There's probably something within there. And this is why I had that hesitation to pause, because I look at the Packers and I like Matt LaFleur rather as the head coach and the offensive play caller. I think he does some really good things.
Mm-hmm.
Their wide receiver core is full of dudes that like dropping footballs, even though they're young and fast.
Yeah.
Jordan Love has his up and down nature at times. Of course, Jacobs is fantastic running the football.
Right.
And that defense, like I mentioned, they lost something on the back end while adding one of the better defenders on the front end. So all of this, there's a level of kind of finding the level that I think needs to be found, but they clearly have given themselves a much better opportunity to jump
they
up.
They do
there.
Got a rookie receiver, too, that we kind of wanted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
You got to get like Matthew Golden or someone like that in a trade, though, right?
Well, how? You know?
Well, when you're sending them Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Because someone's like, getting two first picks, is that coping? I feel like you should be able to extract a little bit more.
No, it's absolutely.
Especially if you use your market and you are able to let teams bid against each other.
If that was the price, I think everybody should probably be 100%. In on this. Yeah, that's not a steep price.
The Texans gave up more for Tunsil. I was talking about that earlier. Think about that.
Also, Bill O'Brien was the GM.
Okay,
during that
but
time.
Nevertheless, that's another guy who had no business doing what he was doing.
I hear you.
Just a whole bunch of people doing things that they shouldn't be. Look, it's fair to say that it's not going to actually matter to the Texans. But I was interested on if that defense, which was very good last year, or pretty damn good at the very least, we plop in one of the best defenders in the league. Now, one of the questions I will ask, and before I go here, they did send that defensive tackle.
Yeah.
Was it Kenny Clark? Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
They sent him back. He was also part of them being a really good run-stopping team. So, and Micah Parsons is not necessarily a run-stopper. Do they then become worse stopping the run while they get after the passer, which is obviously an important thing, but stopping the run matters in the league, especially as teams get heavier and
I think that's details right now as far as they're concerned.
They're not worried about that.
Yeah.
They are not worried about that. All right. Yeah. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 and Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is indeed brought to you by Paramount Plus. And furthering that conversation, Paramount Plus, you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's get into our lunchtime confessions, as we always do. We'll do that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, so enjoy the day. We're actually just talking about how good a day of college football, even the Thursday night opening session was, so to speak. It was a lot of fun. But if you're familiar with Dylan Raiola, quarterback of Nebraska, and you might be familiar, Figgy, I know you were asking about it earlier. He's the guy that basically emulates everything that Patrick Mahomes does. From the walk into the stadium with the wraparounds, I guess they're Oakley, whatever, sunglasses, to the hairstyle, almost to a T, him.
Headband, sleeves, bands, all of them.
Even the play sheet puts in exactly where he does it, where Mahomes does it, to the running to the end zone before the game starts, and the too high knee kick, you know, where they jump and all that stuff. To even the little finger thing when you're calling for a play,
like down literal mannerisms that Patrick Mahomes has. He's like a person.
He's like a person on TikTok that's just emulating somebody.
I'm glad you said that.
Imitating somebody.
Because my confession is two-parter. This is flat out creepy, man. I don't care what anybody says. People are like, oh, that's his mentor, and Patrick Mahomes was at the game, you know, and all this other stuff. Dude, there is, and Dylan Raiola says, well, I can't help it if I look like, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can, you know, maybe his face actually looks nothing like Patrick Mahomes. It's the hair and the mannerisms and the number and everything else that we just talked about.
Do we throw like Patrick Mahomes as far as like style?
Oddly enough, I haven't actually looked at their deliveries. I'll take a note because the first thing I thought about,
and not to be the, what about this guy?
Yeah.
I thought about Hunter Brown.
Oh, okay.
Who pitched just like Justin Verlander.
No, it's not that obvious.
We never look at him like, that's Justin Verlander right there.
Well, he doesn't, you know.
He don't walk around like Justin Verlander.
He hadn't colored his hair and all this other stuff.
I feel like, hey, I'm trying to do the mechanics of what you do because
that's
helps
fine.
Me. Because that is literally what helps you be as good as what you can be.
He's trying
wearing
to look like
Patrick
Mahomes.
Wearing the same headband and the like glasses are weird. Like, that doesn't help you throw
the
football.
He's trying to look like him.
Yes. I'm watching this game and I'm like, all right, this is just creepy. Like, to the point of like, I would, if it were me, I'd kind of half start thinking about like a restraining order or something.
The bigger thing for me is like, where are the adults and the friends in his life to be like, hey man,
don't do this.
Well, for me, it's more about, you should probably find your own being in here, because this is like, you're just trying to take his identity, which is really not healthy.
Yeah.
Like, you should try to find your identity in here, young fella.
Not
especially
healthy
because,
is how you put it. I'm calling it creepy.
I also don't think he's good enough to make this shake, man.
No.
I'm sorry. Like, he's, I have not watched enough Dylan Raiola prior. Mm-hmm. I watched him in that game versus Cincy, and I was like, this is
all right.
This is who I'm trying to be. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to be Patrick Mahomes. Like, hey, brother, your arm or whatever you're doing's got to mm-hmm. show up a lot better than what it did in that contest. So, yeah, man, how about you find your own identity? Or if you're going to emulate, like, let's find a way to emulate the play style and the way that this actually gets done.
I mean, and a texture points this out, and it's one of the things I did not mention. He even tries to walk like Mahomes, a little kind of waddle or whatever you want to call it. I'm like, this guy is – I would be like a little bit scared of him.
I would be like a
stalker.
I will probably call my lawyers like, yo,
yes.
Is this something we need to look into possibly? Maybe some type of lawsuit or something? Yeah. Because he's acting just like me.
It's incredible.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Somebody was talking about this here on the text line and really kind of pointing to or asking the question, really, will Nick Caserio mm-hmm. end up operating like the Patriots dynasty did? Because that's one of the things that's been, you know, mm-hmm. highlighted in the conversation of Jerry Jones is they don't really have a practice. And it's one of the things that you can point to and you go, oh, well, the Texans get things done early as opposed to the Cowboys who let this linger on and then it gets them in a bad place. Because as of right now, it seems like Nick Caserio is working entirely opposite of what the Patriots, like paying mm-hmm. early, paying a lot of dudes where the Patriots to be like, hey, thanks for your service, move on and move on from a player. I got to confess, I think that you can draw dots to see how mm-hmm. the way that the Texans operate right now is maybe less of an MO, but all of a setup, because the time period that you're in right now, you have rookie deal quarterback. Yeah. You have flexibility, so you can afford to pay a little extra, pay early. But I think that that's making the most out of this time. I think that that's probably, if you wanted to, we've really given them a lot of credit for the short deals and maybe helping to manage the relationships with agents and players. How much of that might be just we are on a shortened timeline until we're paying C.J. Stroud big money. And once we're paying C.J. Stroud big money, we don't want all this money on the books then. And then maybe you see a switch up in we've earned our goodwill from the way that we've done this. And maybe we can make more, cutthroat. cutthroats. Okay, I guess that's the word. I was trying to find a better, nicer way of saying it. But
I think that's what it is.
More cutthroat deals. Yeah. Then maybe you go more to a, all right, now we have to be a little bit more diligent on who we do pay based off of this. And maybe we have to be a little bit more early on letting guys or moving on from guys. I think that you could probably draw the lines between all the ways that they operate right now with contracts and stuff, not necessarily being their tried and true MO, but just a setup for when they get to that time.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think, you know, Casero, obviously smart guy. He's going to be a little more cutthroat, like a lot of teams, because he has to be.
Yeah.
Because he has to be.
Yeah, I don't even think it's a Patriots dynasty thing.
Yeah, it's an NFL thing.
Yeah, that's kind of how the game goes. Mm-hmm. And you see, he paid a lot of people early. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to say early, but he paid Stanley, Nico and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And
that Nico, we are circling around to him getting big money too.
Yeah.
So it seemed like he's not really rolling like the Patriots did, where it's just like, well, we get all the production from you in peace.
Yeah.
Go get paid.
There's a difference between cutthroat and ruthless. I think the Patriots,
it didn't feel like a lot,
tended to be a little more ruthless.
I'm trying to think who the Patriots like pay bit money to outside of just the typical Tom Brady.
Right.
And it seemed like he's not really doing that. So Ohio State played Texas this weekend.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it.
Ohio. he did his own.
You knew we weren't going to do it.
Yeah, y'all weren't going to do it. I ain't going to let y'all ain't got to do it. But I got to confess, I was listening to Ron and Clint, I want to say, a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they made a really good point about the game. This one of the biggest games probably of the year, mm-hmm. but the first game of the year being a noon o'clock kickoff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, I know they trying to pump up the whole big noon kickoff all that stuff. But I'm like, man, this is the game that should be under the lights, man. I understand it from their point where we trying to start the year off right, trying to get people in at noon, but
keep them. That's what it is.
No, that is a Fox thing, right?
Yeah,
they just
want to keep them.
This is where college football and the traditions of it mm-hmm. runs up against, well, we're getting all this money from the TV, and so we do what the TV wants.
Yeah.
If actually, funny enough, in this particular instance, though, it's less of Fox. It's Texas's fault. And I say that somewhat reluctantly. However, apparently Ohio State asked for the possibility of playing on Sunday night. No NFL that you have to go up against. Mm-hmm. Fox is like, well, Sunday night, I can deal with that.
Yeah.
Texas apparently didn't want to go for it for a good reason. Because they did not want to then have an artificially shortened week.
Yeah.
Because you get late on a Saturday, Sunday night.
And then
in Ohio, then you have to fly back. You don't get back until early in the morning.
And just the night
on
game
Monday.
In general.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it's a night game on Saturday, you're still kind of the normal.
More intense. Sure. People tend to be a little more drunk and hype. And
quite possibly.
Yeah. But this is the game, man.
They don't want, especially when you have the opportunity to play on Saturday normally, they don't want to artificially shorten the week for the next week. I can hear that, but you're not wrong. Like, this game absolutely should be.
This is the biggest game for tomorrow, and it's playing at noon.
You know what, though, all that said?
11 a.m. Central.
I'll take the night game Clemson-LSU. That's going to be pretty dang good. Clemson-LSU at, I think, 6:30, 7:30, something like that.
Yeah.
While still on the topic of Texas and Ohio State, I know you've probably seen this video. Big ups to Southwest Airlines for giving Lee Corso really touching tribute at the gate. He was about to get on the plane.
And I was going to grab the audio, but it was like
minutes. I was going to do the same, but it was kind of long. And, you know, clearly the gate agent had dealt with him a lot, and he had a picture, and it's been years, decades of him going to the same gate for whatever flights and all that, which is kind of weird. But anyway, but as much as I...
How's that weird?
Because usually they have different – he doesn't go to Columbus, Ohio every week. You know what I'm saying? Different gates for different cities. But as much as I think that was really cool of Southwest Airlines, it was very much appreciated. Standing ovation from everybody there. They're making Lee Corso fly commercial?
I don't think that they're making Lee Corso fly commercial. I think that's what Lee Corso does.
And he can't even go like on a – airline that has first class.
Well, you remember that you remember that college.
He's going on
Southwest.
Love him.
Hey, he's other people, man.
He's going
so he's
on
just
Southwest
like me
for 30 years.
Hey, he's just like me.
You remember college game day has a private jet sponsorship that they fly in their special guest pickers on.
A dog flies on a private jet.
That's true.
They fly a dog on a private jet with Kirk Herbstreit. And Lee Corso's sitting there, you know, in the B line or whatever it is. The second group or for what?
John Lopez. How old is Lee Corso?
I believe he's 90, isn't he?
You think you're going to tell Lee Corso to do something that he don't want to do?
But just say,
sometimes you got to do that.
You don't think that they did offer? Lee Corso has been flying Southwest for literally 40-something years and doing this.
Lee seems like the type of guy that's like, I don't want to bother y'all. I'm good. I got this.
But at some point, hey, Lee, you can go straight to the airplane, no waiting. We'll fly you straight.
You want to fight with that old man? Really want to fight with that old man?
Let me try to localize it. Let's say Lopez is 90 years old, and I got a private jet and all this other stuff, and Lopez is like, I don't want to buy. I'm like, come on. You coming with me.
Yeah.
At least for this last game. This is the last one.
That too. Like, even the last game, you're going to go on.
This is not a whole year, man.
Like,
this
commercial?
Is one last game. Just roll with me.
And then you listen to Corso be like, I've done it this way to all. In fact, does this not sound like the old man? I've done it this way and it's worked for me all that time. I'm not changing on the last one. In fact, Lee Corso, he keeps an office with the Ticonderoga Company. Mm-hmm. Yes, the pencil people, because pencils matter to him. As recently as the last couple of years, you think he was working at the Ticonderoga? He is a man of habit. And he is a ornery old man, as most old men are. And I have a hard time believing that you were going to get him on any other flight.
In his private jet and stop playing with me, man.
And by the way, Figgy, I'd be going every game private jet with you, man.
Yeah, I was like, you said you were going to have to fight Lopez. I was like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
I was amazed that the guy is sitting there, like, with boarding group number two.
And a great point. Imagine all the miles that Corso accumulated.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
That might have been the reason why he took Southwest to begin with. He was like, hey, I got these miles, though. I've been going for years. I'm going to use these.
Miles over a private jet?
Show you he ain't really bougie like that, man. He's other people.
Yes. Lopez, with the amount of age that you have, you really don't get old folks. They love getting over.
Free stuff?
I got this coupon, baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to use this coupon. All right. Somebody said it'd be hilarious if Lee is in Group C. He might like it that way. Group C, middle C.
Got him sitting in the middle.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's keep the college football fun happening and going, because coming up next, let's get into our John Lopez's college football headline of the week headed into week one college football. The time is here, and we'll do it next. All right, happy Friday to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, and we're headed into week one college football. We on this program are very, very pro college football. We got an Ohio State fan over there. We got a Texas A&M Aggie fan. Kansas State Wildcat fan, and a fan of college football just all the way around, including you also. And so what we've gotten accustomed to doing is turning to the newspaper man himself, John Lopez, and getting his college football headline of the week. And so let's dive into that as we preview the college game slate presented by Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Lopez, what is your college football headline of the week?
Burning Question Saturday.
Okay.
It's Burning Question Saturday, and there's a lot of reason for that. And we will start with the game that is going to be, you know, dominating at least early on tomorrow. There's a lot of really good games, too, so it's going to be a lot of fun. But Arch Manning, what's it going to be? Performance? He is probably the most hyped quarterback going into a season that has never really started more than, two games?
Two starts.
Yeah.
And I got to remember what those starts were, but I do recall when I last heard it, I was like, those are not teams that, like, the amount of hype, we are doing this all off his last name. Because if he was Arch Johnson, the quarterback for Texas would be like, all right, cool, 5-star, that's awesome. Excited to see what he is, but we'll see. We're like, Manning? Oh, man, put him in the league right now. We have not even seen him get a chance to play against a particularly good team. So I'm excited to see him against a team that we know is good, but to what degree of good is also something that we have to figure out.
Well, they've got their own. Julian Sayin is their rookie, I was going to say. But, you know.
Damn, they're a rookie.
Yeah, starting quarterback. And so there's a lot of burning questions on this one. Ohio State lost a lot of dudes off of that team, but it's Ohio State, for goodness sakes. You know, Texas, they're loaded.
They still put together from last year, kind of.
They're loaded, but I think there's some questions burning questions about their offensive front, maybe not their defensive front, but their offensive front.
That's the one. Yeah. That's the one. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. One of the things that Sark, the reasons why I can believe him bringing Texas back, the joke that we've always had, the shout out to Sam Ellinger for creating that one, right? Texas is back. And it felt like he had actually done it because he had established their trenches, something that they had done such a good or terrible, depending on what side you are, job of in making them far away from the Texas that you anticipate with the money that they have and the influence. Was they weren't putting dudes in the league on those trenches. Yeah. He established that again, but now you have to do the diligence of reestablishing that. And we'll
he's got the stars, he's got the rankings, the recruiting rankings up there, but they haven't done it yet. And Arch, look, Arch, we know from the little we've seen,
the tools are there.
He's really good, but it's two starts. Played it in a couple
Louisiana
of other games.
Monroe is one of them, and then the other one I'm trying having a hard time recalling.
But he made some big plays in other games as well, so it's there. But I think you're right. You know, Arch Johnson wouldn't have gotten this, but so there's a big burning question there. Heisman favorite, number one team, playing at the Horseshoe. That's going to be a lot of fun, and questions start to be answered. Another burning question. Not till Monday. But Bill Belichick is coaching this weekend.
That's right.
TCU and North Carolina is Monday on Labor Day. This is just going to be an all-year thing, isn't it? What are they going to look like? What's he going to be like? What's the gold digger going to be? And I can say that now because she copyrighted it. What's the gold digger's place going to be? How much of a you know?
Why does she copyright that?
Because she's going to start selling jewelry and pendants, I think. And so she's leaning into it. I don't mind it. I don't mind it, but she's... she's officially gold digger. So, but North Carolina is going to be so fascinating. I was going to say fun. I don't know if it's going to be fun. It's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, and they're actually letting students tailgate on campus for the first time, I believe, there at in Chapel Hill. This is going to be such a fascinating game, and I am eagerly awaiting this in the similar way that I was eagerly awaiting the start of like Deion's tenure at Colorado a couple years back as a hater. Because, and it's not a hater of those teams, it's a hater of the general public, because I think the hype is in the wrong place. Now, with UNC, I might be speaking a little bit on my keister. Colorado, clearly we were there. But I think people think, Bill Belichick, great football coach, so this is going to be awesome. They're going to be great this year. And I'm like, based on what? Right? That is not the program where you typically find a lot of great football. And I still don't believe... that the way that with the Lombardi and Bill Belichick and the ways that they've kind of flouted the
NFL
way college
people
football
doing
works.
NFL things, and which might work
with seemingly not a lot of respect for the ways that college football is different.
Yeah,
I'm not certain that this goes the way that they anticipate. TCU is going to be interesting one night right off the jump, and ESPN's matchup predictor does lean towards TCU winning this one.
Another burning question: your other favorite team, Figgy, University of Michigan.
True.
True freshman quarterback that got paid, what, $11 million?
Bryce Underwood?
Yeah, Bryce Underwood had committed to LSU, got a little bit of a bump, so to speak, and wound up in his home state of Michigan. True freshman starting at Michigan. And the other burning question for me is Michigan is, I'm not sure how, I mean, they've got the players, we know that, but I'm not sure how good they're going to be. I really am not. You know, they took a little bit of a step back, and now what?
Yeah, just seeing how the Sherrone Moore experience continues on is going to be fun for me. Michigan, for a little while there, you looked at, you know, John Harbaugh, and honestly, you don't even have to go, sorry, Jim Harbaugh. I always do that. You looked at Jim, and I made fun of Jim in the first few years of his tenure, like, hey, he's the dude you brought in to win the big games, because Michigan had a problem winning the big games.
Yeah.
And then he found a way to make that happen. All of a sudden, I was like, well, I got to shut up.
Yeah.
Is it possible that was that a gym thing, or is that now a program thing? I think that's where we're starting to get on learning with the Michigan.
The big games, and you mean the big game, like the big game?
The big game.
Like, well, yeah. I mean, that was always the issue with Michigan, right? They could be some level of solid. Could they win the big games? Obviously, Ohio State games.
Yeah.
Could they win against the big-time programs? That
okay, yeah, but
against?
I was going to say, if you're talking about that game, then I feel like that might be more of a Ryan Day thing. When it
now.
Comes to because they lost to Michigan last year. Jim Harbaugh wasn't there.
Yeah,
no. So that's fair.
I wonder if you're talking about that might be more of an Ohio State thing.
No, for sure. And some of that with, and I guess I need to give Sherrone Moore his credit for that, because you're right. But I guess in my brain, I'm doing the college football thing where if you're not inclined to believe something, you hold off on it and you go, well, that was with somebody else's players. Let's see what happens when you have to. And so I think we're getting a little bit closer to that hater perspective.
Speaking of which, this is another burning question that I was reading something and digging in on Penn State. They are so deep,
they really are experienced,
so loaded. The question becomes, this is the burning question, if not now, when for James Franklin?
If not now, when? If not now, never is what it is.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Drew Aller, who
they are really good.
I was down on Drew Aller his first year because he did play as a freshman. He's come along quite a well. They've given him some talent to go to. You're right. Like, they're just chock full of talent. This has to be the year. Who are they playing week one, though?
Who is Penn? I think I have it here, but
it's like is my question more is, are we going to get some feel? I mean, they're playing Nevada week one. We're not going to get a feeling for that if not now when this weekend. But you're right, for as a season long perspective, that's absolutely where we are. But number two, Penn State, I imagine they come out and they display what we're talking about, the massive amount of talents by just beating down a Nevada team this weekend.
Another burning question. This is so funny to me. All due respect to our program director. Is Hugh Freeze deliberately trying to hijack his own career?
Oh, is this the...
He's going to play three quarterbacks.
Yes.
At Auburn. Three quarterbacks at Auburn. What? He's already like under fire.
Yes.
At Auburn.
Correct.
And now he's on the record of saying, yeah, we're going to play all three.
He walking in with gasoline draws at this point.
That's really right. I do wonder how much of this, though, is, you know, college coaches be lying sometimes, especially trying to get the advantage into week one before teams have gotten any feel of it. Like, that's the beauty of college football. If you could play cards close to your vest here, there's no real way. We're not playing no preseason games. You're not going to get a feel for what's happening. We could slide out here.
Three quarterbacks. I will understand if it was two.
Yeah.
If you add two, if you go back and forth. Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe he's actually going to do that. And if he does, great, because then he ends up exactly where I want him to be, which is the unemployment.
Three quarterbacks at this point, man. That sounds stupid.
You had all of preseason to figure this out. I think I like all three, man. I think I like all three. And that guy, talk about big games and doing weird stuff.
That's tonight, right? Isn't it? At McLean Stadium versus Baylor. That's not an easy game. Baylor looks like a team that absolutely can and maybe even should win the Big 12. You compare them against the Auburn team, like he might especially if it's embarrassing, it could really go that way. Now the line is leaning a point
slightly,
and a half towards
though,
the Auburn side, but this ain't no walk in the park for Auburn.
Got another couple of burning questions for you guys. Are we going to start wondering, you know, if Nick Saban, the whole miss me yet thing, is real with Alabama?
Oh, with Kalen DeBoer over there.
Yeah, you know, there were some ups and downs, but not exactly what Alabama standards are used to. And they got Florida State right now this weekend. Florida State's not great, but they're no chump. He's got to have a huge year.
I think so, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just Alabama in general, without the Nick Saban backdrop, you don't get very long to not give us what we asked for, which is 10, 11 wins. Like, we might be able to buy by 10. You know what I mean? Like, that is what Alabama is. Those people are mad, but that's because their state identity is based off of Alabama football being good.
Yeah.
And so that's the standard. I mean, they fired Bear Bryant, for God's sakes, right? Who the hell are you? And so, but with that being said, I do think that Kalen DeBoer is a good coach, and I think that now there's a little bit better circumstance for him with them coming in at number 8. We'll see if that actually lines up, and you'll get a good taste of it very early on.
And I got one more that I definitely want to get to here.
That's a 2:30 game tomorrow, Bob.
Yes, because this last one is more on the field. There are some burning questions that need to be answered. Notre Dame, Miami, LSU, Clemson, I mentioned it earlier. Are the Tigers the LSU Tigers, are they for real? Is Clemson for real? They say this is the best team they've had since the Deshaun Watson years. Notre Dame, a lot of guys back there too. Are they going to make a run? And then Miami, you know, the two best games outside of Texas and Ohio State. There's some burning. Which two of these four is going to, you know, make a statement early on?
Yeah, and I think one of the big ones is Mario Cristobal going to overcome some of his on-field coaching errors, because he's a great recruiter and program builder. Is he going to be an on-field coach, or better at least? I don't know that he'll ever be a great one. Man,
fun.
A very, very fun weekend that we'll have a chance to talk about when we get back on Tuesday, but a huge, huge week one in college football. And appreciation again to Walmart for presenting our that college weekend game preview here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. But coming up next, 2025 is the year that we're in. A quarter century in the new millennia here. The Ringer put out their 100 best sports moments of the quarter century, and I wanted to localize that a little bit. What is the Houston's best sports moment of the 21st century? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.